Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quincy on the Law. We're here to discuss the topic, why the President of Kenya cannot be sued in his personal capacity. This topic has been given prominence in the recent public interest litigation, which was popularly known as the BBI case. So without wasting any much time, let's just go right into it. This topic, why the President cannot be sued, has bearing in our Constitution. It had bearing in the repealed constitution under section 14. It has bearing under our current constitution, which is the Constitution of Kenya 2010, under articles 143 subarticle 1. Articles 143 subarticle 1, subarticle 2, subarticle 3, and subarticle 4. Subarticle 1 is clear when it states that no criminal proceedings shall be brought against the president or a person performing the functions of that office during their respective tenure. Article 143, subarticle 2, is also clear when it states that civil proceedings shall not be instituted against the president or a person holding that office from anything done or not done in the exercise of their powers under the Constitution. Article 143, subarticle 4, brings a rider and states that this immunity under subarticle 1 and 2 does not apply to any acts which are done in violation of any treaties to which Kenya is subject to. I'm sure we can all recall that in 2013 or is it 2014, our president was facing charges at the International Criminal Court. This goes to show that even our own Grundnorm could not protect him from that. So, we may want to query, why is this so? Where did this doctrine arise? Why is it in our constitution? Where did we borrow it from? What is the rationa materi behind it? The doctrine of absolute immunity states that the president cannot be prosecuted for carrying out presidential functions. This doctrine emerged from feudal England, where Rex the king could do no wrong. The legal maxim had full force and effect in English constitutional law since the advent of the British Empire. The doctrine provided absolute immunity to the crown. It is, however, no longer applicable in a stricto sensu manner. This is because after centuries of long power battles between the crown and Lord businessmen resulted in the concept of a liable government in the UK. This was in the form of the Crown Proceedings Act of 1947. However, I will leave that there because I am not an expert in UK law. We are just drawing international practices. Moving on to the US. In the US, I hear that there is a doctrine which states that no one, not even the government, is above the law. To ascertain this, we will look at the decision of Nixon versus Fitzgerald, which was a US Supreme Court decision which was decided in 1982. The facts of the case were simple. Arthur Ernest had filed a lawsuit against government officials stating that he had lost his position as a contractor to the US Air Force because of testimony that had been made before Congress. One of the respondents was ex-president Richard Nixon, who came to court and argued that a president cannot be sued for actions done while in office. The trial and appellate courts heard his arguments and did not agree with him. They rejected the argument. The matter thereafter moved to the Supreme Court. A majority of the court ruled that the president is entitled to absolute immunity from legal liability for civil damages based on his official acts. The Supreme Court also held that the president is not immune from criminal charges stemming from his official and unofficial acts while in office. It stated that the president is subject to many other checks and balances that prevent him from going rogue. One of them is that he could be impeached. So, a key question, now that we know the position with regards to the liability of the president while in office, what about transgressions or criminal charges committed before the president assumed office? Topic for another day, I think. But let's move back home. In Kenya, the question of presidential immunity has been given focus in a number of cases. These are The Republic versus Chief Justice of Kenya and six others, ex parte Muiju Mataiya Olekeiwa, 2010, the decision of Nyarodho versus the Attorney General, 2013. These two decisions all seemed to conclude that the president can be sued in his official capacity for constitutional and legal violations. The third decision is the recent decision, which was popularly known as the BBI case. It was called David D and others versus the Attorney General and others. This case moved from the High Court to the Appellate Court and was finally decided by the Supreme Court. In the High Court made a radical departure from the constitutional position and from previous case law and stated that the president can be sued in his personal capacity for constitutional and legal transgressions. When this position was being adjudicated upon by the Supreme Court reversed the position and reverted to the constitutional position where the president cannot be sued for civil proceedings can be brought against the president for functions done while he is in office, and no criminal charges can be preferred against the president for functions done while he's in office. So now that we've seen the position in the UK, we've seen the position in the US, and we see the position back home, what do you think is the best position? What do you think is the best form of immunity that should apply? Should the president enjoy absolute immunity? A topic to be touched on another day. Meanwhile, please subscribe below. You can also leave a comment or question and on our email, which is quincyonthelaw@gmail.com. Subscribe so that we can engage on the next topic. Thank you. This is Quincy.